Blades Hockey with a defenseman, a captain, a second-year player, Evan Axel out of Plymouth, Minnesota. And Evan, here we go. Playoff time is here. How are you guys feeling about that?
You know, the Blades are electric. We're excited to get this started. I don't think we've ever been more excited for a playoff run, especially this year with the group of guys that we have. I think we have a lot of potential to go far this year.
All right, and we're talking on the day that the playoffs are going to get underway. It's a 2-out-of-3 deal. It's against the Minnesota Moose. How can you describe the series and the rivalry that you guys have going right now with the Moose?
You know, I think we all have a chip on our shoulder, especially Coach as well. We've only beaten the Moose one time in the whole history of our organization, and that was this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're all excited to know that we are capable and able to beat the Moose.
Okay. What needs to happen on the ice to do that?
I think we just all need to go 100%, back check, forecheck as hard as we can, and just play to our game. And I think the puck will go in the net and we'll win.
You talk about having the confidence and the fact that you beat the Moose once this season. What does confidence mean for a player? How does that kind of help you out between the ears?
It allows you to be more patient with the puck, know that you can make the right play, know that they're not going to be there quick enough. You have enough confidence to move with the puck and make the right play instead of forcing a puck or rimming it.
What do you like about the fact so many players are back? This team has such great cohesion and togetherness this season. What has that meant? And just kind of talk to that end, having been part of last year's team and then so many guys back here this season.
It's astronomical. I mean, there was a big group of us that stayed in the summer too, got closer. We all play for each other. We all know how we play and what we need to do better as each other. And it just gives us that extra boost and that confidence in each other, knowing each other's skill.
Where'd you play high school hockey?
I played for Armstrong Cooper.
And coming out of high school hockey a couple of seasons ago, then into junior hockey last season, when did that idea of junior hockey kind of come on your plate as something you wanted to do?
Well, COVID hit my senior year, so that was, I graduated 2020.
Okay.
And around March, I believe, I got a call from a guy named Darren Banks, and hockey just seemed like the right thing to do this year, so I decided to go play juniors.
Okay. What was that transition like, or what are some of the things you have to kind of get up to speed on when you go from high school to junior hockey in this league?
I think the main difference from Minnesota high school hockey and here is just bigger, faster. There's not as much skill as there is in high school, since we do have a lot of people that go to the NHL straight out of high school,
mm-hmm.
but it's more of the same skill level in this league.
The fact that you're a captain for the team, what does that mean to you?
It just means that what I do on and off the ice has shown to other players, and you know, it's I'm very grateful that they see me as a leader and they follow me and respect me.
Outdoor hockey, part of Hockey Day Minnesota in Mankato, your feelings and thoughts about that whole thing?
It was a blast. I mean, growing up in Minnesota, you always see it on TV and you want to play in it, and then I got that opportunity here in juniors. And then to be able to score as well was just something that I couldn't even imagine happening, or I don't know how to describe that feeling.
Did you have much outdoor hockey, any outdoor hockey as a youth or at high school level?
I did. We actually had a high school game that we played outside against Coon Rapids, and okay. then as youth I played for Minnesota Maid, and we had an outdoor rink, so we got to play out there sometimes.
Okay. But how is it, what do you like about the outdoor game? What's kind of Hockey Day Minnesota itself has a lot of ceremony around it, but just what's kind of cool about playing outside? What do you like about it, Evan?
It's just the atmosphere, you know, you're out there in an open area. Growing up playing hockey outside in Minnesota, being on the pond with all my friends growing up and all that, it's almost like that, but more almost like you need to win. You need all that energy and you don't get to have as much fun, but it's almost the same exact experience.
Do you have that puck then? Were you able to grab onto that puck as any sort of souvenir?
Unfortunately, I didn't get anything. I got okay. a sweatshirt that I ended up buying, but besides I didn't get anything.
How about maybe a first goal, junior goal? Do you have that puck tucked away somewhere?
I do. I actually have it next to my first high school hockey goal back home.
Okay. And what was the first junior goal for you?
It was last year. I believe we were playing the Ducks, and I scored my first goal.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, hopefully there's a lot more to come here in the playoffs. And do you have one more year of junior hockey after this?
I do have one more year. And, you know, it's great here. I'm planning on coming back.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you out there again. And as I say, hopefully a real strong playoff run here for the Blades as well. Thanks a lot, Evan.
Yeah, thank you.